英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey, 大家好。
So in our last session, Stella, Xinchen and I, we talked about the art and craft of giving compliments.
在上一期的节目里，星辰和我，我们谈到了怎么样用英文和西方思维去夸别人很牛。那么讲到夸人，有三个中文字是全方面都覆盖的这么一句万能话，很厉害。
Basically, anyone or anything could be described by 很厉害。
可是在英文里呢，我们就要更具体一点。
But in English, you have to be a lot more specific. So how else do we say someone is great at something? Well, for starters, because we said that specificity is key.
因为我们说了越具体越好。
So we started out...by defining the range of our compliments.
所以我们首先给我们要夸的对象画了一个范围。我们首先讲到的就是能力和学业方面。
I use the word excel, to excel at something, to ace something.
这两个词 to excel and to ace, 都是用来形容这个人在某方面非常厉害。
When we talked about being smart, Stella brought up a good point, that some people are naturally very clever, very smart, and others excel through hard work.
Do you remember?
那 you excel in school, 在学校里你是学霸，你是第一。
但是就我觉得这个又有很多情况，如果他学习好的话，他有可能是因为他很聪明，也有可能是因为他很努力，但这种呢
对对对
都是很厉
害。 Okay, so 很聪明，你可以说 she's a smart cookie, or he's a smart cookie.
什么？他为什么是个饼干？
So why smart cookie?
夸别人牛和饼干有什么关系?
What does any of this have to do with cookie? Let's pick up where we left off.
他为什么是个饼干?
slang, 就是大家习惯就都这么说。但是你不能说他是一个 smart chocolate, 或者是他是一个 smart candy, 就是的确只是 cookie. Like, she's a smart cookie, 他是个很聪明的人, he's a smart cookie.这个是大家非常或许是在西方就是文化里已经习惯的说某个人 smart cookie 就是他很机灵他很 smart
这个好可爱呀、
啊、是个很褒义的一个词、
And speaking of smart cookies The Cambridge International Dictionary of Idioms says that a smart cookie is someone who is clever and good at dealing with difficult situations It's not just something that we use todayIn fact, according to the Cambridge International Dictionary, smart cookie was first used in 1948.
谈到 smart cookie, 这种说法可不是一个网红词。自从1948年, smart cookie 就是用来形容聪明的人。牛津字典对它的解释是
US informal noun,
美式英语口语化的名词。
Noun,
名词。
US informal,
口语化非书面的美式英语。
It describes a clever person who makes good decisions.
一个聪明、机灵、能够做出好决定的人。
So that's how you would compliment someone who is naturally very smart. But what about those of us who are hardworking?
如果说他很努力、就可以说
he or she is very hardworking. Hardworking 就是努力。Also important to note is he or she,
这个一定要分清楚。很多讲中文的朋友，因为中文的他和他是
一样
声音的，但是写出来也是不一样的，人字边和女字边的。所以这个时候也要再 translate 一下，男性的他就是 he, 女性的他是 she, 男性的他就是 he, 女性的他是 she, 不要觉得 like he, she 是如此简单如此 basic 的这么一件事情因为我听到过无数次在这儿住了 you know, 十年十五年的朋友们他们一讲话讲到他们女儿的时候突然用 he 怎么怎么样或者讲到他们儿子先是 I have a son she 怎么怎么样This is something 我就觉得这个是真的是一个锻炼的一个过程当然他们的词汇量已经远远高于这个 he 或者是 she 他们可以就是出口成章的说可是在这种时候就正因为你能够出口成章的说所以你如果还是把 he 说成了 she 的话你会让听到的人很 confused 很困惑，就觉得
再说另
一个人，或者是就是会给大家产生一种 like confusing 的这么一个状态。因为首先你英语就是已经能够一句话一句话的说，他们就不会觉得你是英文上面的，
觉得是你哎，是不是还有别的深意？
对对，他们不会，就是他们也不会直接就想到这个。Yeah, so many people, 很多人。
So please, please make sure that you are not one of them. 那么听节目的听众朋友们，大家要听好，当我们在描述别人的时候，这个性别上的 pronouns 一定要注意。Be a smart cookie and work on your pronouns. Be a smart cookie and think your sentence through before saying it out loud. 当你在把话说出去之前，在脑子里过一遍。Make sure that you're using the correct pronouns. Spend time getting these basics down.And then we can move on. This is actually very similar to what Lillian had advised us before. Think things through before saying it. It's not just good advice for language learning, it's good advice for life in general. So take your time, breathe in, think things through, and then say it.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.